resentment he feels for me, and usually it makes me feel good. But not that night, that night I lost. I still had his eyes printed in my mind. I retraced my steps, took him by the hand without uttering a word. The urge to possess him and let him possess me was too strong to reach a bed. We conquered a dark corner of the street and let our senses run free. When I emerged from the dullness of my senses, which I had to thank for being due to a pleasure rarely experienced at other times, I realized that he was no longer there. He had disappeared. I was alone in the darkness of the night. The roar of the waves could be heard distinctly in the silence. In the distance, the sound of the siren of a ship approaching the port. On my skin, sticky with moisture, I could still smell his skin. I smelled it with pleasure and found in me the present memory of the passion that had overwhelmed us. I got up. I rearranged the crumpled dress with my hands and, rocking on my stiletto heels, I reached the square illuminated by the languid light of the street lamps. I stretched my pace. I couldn't wait to reach the bed. I was exhausted. I entered the darkness of the alley on my right and climbed the steps leading to the door. I had finally arrived. I only took off my shoes and then, without even undressing, I fell asleep on the sheets. I was awakened by the repeated ringing of my cell phone, which rang inside my bag at the foot of the bed. The morning light had flooded the room, and I had to squint to avoid being dazzled. I remained motionless in bed, heedless of the sound. I already knew who it was, and I had no intention of moving even a muscle to hear that voice. I turned on my side and smiled smugly. Chapter 1. Monday, red, envy. August was ending, taking with it the memories of summer and vacation. The day was clear, and it would be hot. Even if in Recanati, a town perched on a hill facing the Adriatic and a short distance from it, it was difficult to suffer the heat even in the middle of summer. A fresh north wind or mistral winds swept the streets and squares of the town all year round, making the atmosphere pleasant in that season, much less so on gray winter days. The imposing statue of Leopardi cast its shadow right at the little table of the bar in the square, where I, known to everyone in town as Emanuela La Capricciosa, was having my breakfast, a croissant with chantilly cream and cappuccino with a nice sprinkling of cocoa. That shadow was reminding me and all the other inhabitants of what Recanati was known for all over Italy and perhaps all over the world. Usually a beautiful and lonely 40-year-old woman needs only a gesture to attract even the shyest of men to her. But not in that native wild village where everyone knows everyone's life, death, and everything in between. I would have turned 40 the following November. As a child, I always reproached my parents for having conceived me to be born in the month of the dead, but now I didn't care anymore. From the viewpoint of the observer, my green eyes stood out in contrast with my hair, made even darker than its natural color thanks to the work of a skilled hairdresser. I wore a little red dress, cinched at the waist by a black belt and held up at the shoulder by thin straps, which revealed my delicate skin, only slightly ambered by my summer tan. The lower end of the dress didn't reach the knee, so, while sitting, my legs, veiled by light summer tights, almost invisible, were fully showing. The scarlet color of the lipstick matched a red rose that the waiter had placed in a thin glass vase in the center of the table. I wouldn't have given up my breakfast at the bar for anything in the world before going to work at the travel agency in Corso Perziani, where I was returning after 3 wonderful weeks of vacation. Gathering the foam from the cappuccino with a spoon, not to leave my favorite thing in the cup, I pulled a cigarette out of the packet and stuck it in my mouth. I spent some time looking for the lighter in my bag, pretending not to find it, even though I could feel it and was even clutching it in the palm of my hand. Usually, soon someone would approach me to offer me a light. I had gotten used to it in the tourist village in Puglia where I had stayed almost entirely, at the expense of the agency I worked for.